Yes, you chocolate chip for the honey dip. It is time to motivate today, tonight, or wherever. Welcome to an all-new episode of Booty Man Talk to Podcast, Season 4, with my two wonderful, crazy, loving people, Lauren Adams on my Boston Bunny, and on my delicious right is Drea Bad herself.
A.K.A. Yes? Patty Mayonnaise.
That's right, Patty Mayonnaise.
Yes.
Drea, you can't even put that on your name anymore when you go to sign in here. Now you have to put Patty
Mayonnaise. I'm a Patty Mayonnaise. Yes, you guys, as you look at this wonderful tonight's topic, it's going to be called Homophobia at Large. Yes, you wonder why we're doing this wonderful, crazy topic, because I've done this topic back in season one, if you remember, and I did it with, they do remember, it's bad, it's posted, okay, but I posted this back in the beginning of my podcast journey back in season one. You could go look at it when I did it with Peter and Elena. But this time we're going to actually revisit it, and we're going to get right into the nitty gritty, because homophobia is still being a pain in the ass and still at large now. Now we're going to kick it off to my homegirl, Lauren. Laura Adam, would you like to take the floor today and speak your mind on this, on this wonderful topic? Go ahead, bitch.
Well, I think the straight community needs to get it together when it comes to being homophobic, because out of all honesty, who is it your, you know, right to judge? Are you Jesus? I mean, really, out of all honesty, like, if you're going to judge somebody, make sure that you are perfect in all ways, shapes, and forms. I mean, out of all honesty, we're just there to go to work and go home. At the end of the day, that's what we're there to do. We're not there to judge somebody based off of what sexuality they are. That includes school. That's not just in the workplace. You know, that's not just, I mean, like, really, is it that big of a fucking deal? What it is because you are so miserable at home that you got to figure out somebody that is actually one with their sensitivity. So you got to go after that person. Is that what we're doing now? That's what we're doing in the workplace. We're so miserable at home, we got to go pick on somebody that's LGBTQ that is different than you, that is happy. Gay means happy, but also, you know, LGBTQ is a happy community. I've never seen somebody put their baby in a microwave that was LGBTQ. Never seen that shit. I've seen the best fathers come out of the LGBTQ community. I've seen the best mothers come out of the LGBTQ community. You don't hear much about them. But us lovely little straight people, you know. Yeah. There's more child abuse cases in that. And y'all worried about, like, oh, they've got a child together. Yeah. That child needed adoption. Oh, that person works there. I don't want to go there. Okay. Well, that person keeps that them shelves clean. I know a man right now that has Dollar General near Fairfield Harbor where he used to work out. I know he's LGBTQ. He don't put it out there, but I know he is. He's obvious. But it's the cleanest and most well laid out store I've ever been into. It's actually the nicest one in New Bern. I mean, really, out of all honesty, like, they got class, and, you know, some straight people are just, they're intimidated by that. You should be intimidated by somebody that can be your best friend or your worst enemy, but the best bar fight you ever see, if you ever need somebody in your corner, get somebody that's LGBTQ. They love you as long as you love them. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to say about it. But you ain't God, so it costs nothing to stay in your lane. You survive a lot longer if you do. Learned it over the years. You survive a lot longer if you stay in your lane about it. Doesn't matter what kind of sexuality you are. Doesn't matter. Right. I've seen it as a phlebotomist. I've seen a lot of people, you know, I've taught LGBTQs before how to draw blood. And they're good at it. And they're actually, the patients love them. Believe it or not, there's a man in New Bern that works at Fantastic Sam's, does amazing hair. I wish I could get an appointment with him, but he's so booked. You have to book him out 2 months in advance.
Mm.
You know, I mean, he's just very good at it. I wish he had his own place. I would go straight to him. Absolutely, absolutely wonderful. I mean, creative minds. Not only are LGBTQs very creative mindset, they're actually very loving people. You stop judging a book before you get to know it.
Shaba.
Just because the cover don't look right, don't mean shit to you. Don't mean shit until you read it.
Heard that?
Okay. That's my take.
If you haven't heard it, turn the volume up.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Drea. You want to add on to that, my little muffin?
Well, you know, with being homophobic or whatever, like, does it get you brownie points with the crew? Just like straight people want to be accepted, gays want to be accepted. They want to be loved. So if your child is gay, you hate your child? I mean, come on now. But don't sit here and say, oh, I hate gay people, but you love Jesus.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
That part.
No, you
100%.
Don't.
Come on.
Like, no, no, sir, no, ma'am, no, no, whatever. No, you don't. Listen to all
thank
the gays
Jesus out there.
To all the gays out there, be yourself, love yourself. Who cares about being accepted? What do you get for it? You don't get an award. You get nothing on this earth for it. So be yourself, love yourself. If they accept you, that's God placing an angel right there in your corner. If they don't accept you, oh well, don't cry. Get up, move on. I mean,
or
what? I love gay people. Let me tell you, they are the most nicest people. And they can dress. They have more drip than a faucet.
Shaba,
right?
They got more swag than a faucet. They got more swag too. Yes. Tell you that if you want to know what to wear. Like, if you do not know what to wear to an event, I'm telling you.
You better
telling you.
Mm-hmm. We help. We yeah, we help out.
I think men should have a gay best friend. I don't even care. Not a lesbian, a gay best friend. Like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but every man, I think, needs one just because, you know, men are the world's worst with homophobia. More than women. Every woman's got to have a gay best friend. I've had a husband for 24 years, Ray. And, you know, I've had him. He's my gay husband for 24 years. That's what I address him as. And, you every woman needs that. But every guy, I think, needs it too.
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem with your female. A gay man can tell you how to fix it. He can tell you how to fix it. I saw this TikTok one time that had me laughing so hard. I think I watched it like 6 times, but it said, gay men can still, we can steal your girlfriends. I was thinking that's so freaking true. We got tickets to the ballet and we already bought them. We can take your feet. You have got to look that up. It is the funniest. I think I sent it to you, Ray, a long time ago, and I said that is so true. It was so funny to me because I was like, he was like, oh, she wanted to go to that movie, but you didn't. I already bought tickets for that too.
Oh, snap.
We remember all her G spots, even though we don't like them or something like that. It was the greatest TikTok I had ever seen. I think I sent it to you.
I think you did send me that. I'm gonna see if I can look for that son of a gun because I was like I laughed so hard, but he's telling the truth.
Oh yeah, but I think straight men should have. I think straight men should just be a little more open to it. Like it's not that. Trust when I tell you, gay men do not want you. You're straight. They don't want you.
Right. You don't want your leftovers.
But like, there's more. There's more out here to focus on than somebody being gay. I bet they can
right that part. Like, why has it got to go to that? That's what I've been saying too.
Mm-hmm. Like, we over here fighting other countries and stuff. Y'all worried about somebody being gay? Okay,
right.
They're gay. They're not in their your closet. They're coming out of their closet. That's two different closets. Mm-hmm. Like.
Now anybody that's in the closet, get out and stop.
I've said this before. Your female friend, please don't mess. Don't put your girlfriend or wife through that situation.
No,
it's gonna make it way worse. I've had friends and peeps that have done it, and it didn't end well.
No, it doesn't.
I'm gonna snap my fingers too. Hey, we snapping together. we doing the catwalk together.
True. I know that's right.
Her.
I'm just saying. I've said it before that, you know, if you gonna lie on a resume like that, and you I mean, don't put a female through that shit.
Right.
Trust me.
Don't marry this female and you liked it. I'm sorry. Don't do that.
You like poking booty.
Yeah, I mean, stop using females as a cover up. There's a lot more males that do that than females, but you know, I mean, out of all honesty, it is just not. It's not only ethical. It actually ends up taking the female and making her feel unpretty. And when I say unpretty, it demolishes the way her self esteem rolls. She don't have self esteem for a very long time because of that. Because she thinks she turned you that way. Like, to a T, it's ridiculous. Like, if you know that you are watching male porn and you watching gay porn and you know you doing this, okay, and you are a man, obviously you have gay intentions, obviously you need to go about yourself and explore that realm and not mess with another female just because you want to make relatives happy.
And here's a prime example. I don't give a fuck because I don't make anybody else happy but me.
Look, right.
If they don't pay your bills, nor your rent, nor cook you any yum yum dinner or eat you out, they don't belong.
At all.
But like, not only that, but if they're not putting money on your table to buy food in your house or clothes in your closet, who cares?
Come on, beautiful. Say it, beautiful. Come on, baby.
Life is short. Life is short, and people worried about who's gay. That's what you're really focused on.
For real. And they want to joke and they're like, hey, look at the faggot here. And
I'm going to tell y'all what you need to worry about if you're going to worry about any sexuality. Worry about this furry shit. We all need to be worried about that shit. We need to be worried about that. I'm sorry. We got to be worried about that shit. Y'all worried about gay people. I'm worried about somebody going into a classroom and shitting in a litter box, okay? I'm worried about that. That's what I'm worried about. I ain't worried about no damn gay people. I'm worried about that shit. I'm sorry. I'm worried about that. If you're going to worry about anything, let's go to that. Oh, my child wants to be a cat. I don't give a damn. You better slap that out. You better be. I'm telling you, I'm getting a spray bottle out.
Y'all see that tick? Y'all see that TikTok where that young man wanted to be a wolf? He said, I'm a wolf.
Yeah. Have you seen Strange Addictions where he did that shit? Strange Addictions where he said he was a dog? Or no, he was a cat and he was eating cat food? I swear to goodness, I'd be damned. That child, I'd be damned.
I'm in love.
Talking about a furry. I'm worried about that generation right there. I ain't worried about gay people. I worry about that. That's some serious shit. Like you literally are trying to put litter boxes because your child's stuff. Let me tell you something. No.
But listen.
No.
Seriousness. People are focused on gays. Don't worry about what's happening over there. Worry about what's happening in front of you, in your house.
Yeah. It costs nothing to stay there.
Your wife cheating on you. Your husband cheating on you. Because you worried about a gay over there. Not what's in front of you right there. Like,
trust me, we don't want you. We don't want none of your goodies.
Worrying about yourself takes you a long way. Well, don't worry about them. They're good.
Man, get you a gay best friend. Please get you a man. Get you a gay best friend. I'm telling you, it'd be the best friend you ever had in your life. You will not find anybody more faithful than that. And they're not. They're not. They don't want you to do home. Right? Trust me when I tell you that. They don't want nothing to do with your ass.
Gay people more truthful than straight people.
And they will tell you they will tell you like it is.
I don't sugarcoat shit.
Let your hair look like it's been through a tornado. A gay best friend will. Your hair. Why your hair look like that? They will tell you in a heartbeat. Like. Let you come out. Don't come out the house looking
busted, looking
tore up. Your gay bestie will tell you the truth.
I tell you straight up, why the fuck you out there looking like damn Houdini that came out
the toilet? We know you would.
With no fucking problems. I said, go back in that goddamn bathroom. We're going to fix this shit up.
Bryce told me that a couple of times. He's like, damn, you look like shit.
Yeah. I said, baby, you look like hell. We're not doing that.
And I'll be like, I feel like it, Ray. And he'll be like, what's wrong? That men need that shit too. I'm telling you, men need an actual gay best friend. I've always said that. I've said that for years that men actually, I mean, yes, every woman, we have to. I'm sorry, get over it. We have to have one. But men actually need to give that a shot.
Yeah, we're not
bad. Stop judging, because men judge it 10 times worse. They're like, I don't want somebody after my Duke hole. Motherfucker, they to take her. You worried about it.
You know what's
wrong with you?
You know what gay men do that straight men don't do? Listen.
Exactly.
Come on, baby. Listen. You better say that.
Exactly.
Show compassion when someone's going through. Show compassion. Like, I bet you straight men don't do that. Most straight men.
Hell no. Hell no. They don't.
You know what else gay men do?
What we do?
They show you that you're loved. They buy flowers. Yes. They buy cards. Without the person saying a word.
That's why they can take all the women.
You don't buy me cards no more. Nobody should have to tell you.
Your gay best friend will. That's why I said gay men can take your girlfriends.
Even I don't like vagina. Nope. I just want to be your best friend the whole wide world.
Me and Ray are going to get married one day when we're old and gray and can't walk no more because we got to be in the same nursing home. I say this all the time to mess with him.
I'm
going
to wear Nike in
the nursing home. I say this every day. Every day. No, on the phone. This is religiously.
I'm wearing Nike in the nursing home. I'm tripping people with the cane. Don't care who you are.
I know that's right.
I'm smacking all the 5 men butts.
Right? me and Ray, in order for me and Ray to share a room, you had to be married in a nursing home. So me and Ray's going to get married when we're in a nursing home so we can share a room and drink drinks.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to be on the other side banging on the wall. You shut that
door. Right.
I actually picture that.
Me and Ray going to have like 50 Cent on it. Open the club. I can see that shit.
Y'all actually mentioned that shit. I would be like, I've been in the club, I'm looking at your beat, I'm about to put it up. I'm having the sex game of the making love.
I'm like, when they get married, I'm gonna hold up a sign. I'm gonna be like,
you gotta be
Patty Mayonnaise. I'm gonna hold up a sign. Patty Mayonnaise.
Who was Patty Mayonnaise's friend? I need to go with that. What was her name?
BB.
Yes,
baby. I remember.
You know I'm putting that on my name next time. I'm putting that there.
For the next podcast, I put my name as Little Debbie.
That's fucking retarded. That's ignorant, but great. Please do it. Please do it. Please do it. Please do it.
I know. Big Deborah.
I will put mine as Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker. I'm gonna be Duncan Hines.
Ray's gonna be Marie Callender.
You asshole. I don't want to be Duncan Hines, bitch.
Oh shit. She said Debbie. I'm gonna be
Dunkin' Donuts. Ray's gonna be Krispy Kreme. And Lars gonna be Starbucks.
I am that Krispy Kreme.
I'm gonna be Duck Donuts.
Wow.
I'm that knockoff to Krispy Kreme. I can't.
We went from talking about a whole serious subject.
No, I liked it. This is fun because this is
but
what.
Hey, listen.
It takes a sensitive topic and makes it into something light. So,
yeah. Hey, listeners. My name is Patty Mayonnaise. Don't ever forget it. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
My name's Duck Donuts. I got cream filled.
I'm the mystery donut.
Oh my god. No. Oh god.
Ray, what are you?
Everybody's full of cream. I'm full of crispy cream. I'm like, what is doing?
They got a damn good Nutella donut at Krispy Kreme. That sounds great.
I want to try that damn Nutella so bad.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you before you try it. It is rich. You can only eat one, I guarantee you, because that thing is literally you don't need more. I can only eat half of one, and it's almost too good. I admit that it's almost too good. It is good, but it is almost too good.
You two gonna have to come to the factory one up here in New York. They got one in Times Square. Oh my god, didn't I tell you that, Mormon? Oh, from your facial? Yeah, there's one up here. 24 hours. Come on up here, y'all. Come.
You know, North Carolina ignorant. We all got to close at 11.
Right. You know, it's different down there. They don't play that shit.
Krispy Kreme would thrive in New Bern, North Carolina, besides that Dunkin' Donut shit. America runs on Dunkin', not me. America runs on Dunkin', not me's.
Starbucks tastes better.
I run wherever they got coffee.
Right, that's where I'm at.
Just name me coffee.
That's where I'm at.
Ray, your mom should have named you lactose.
Ray.
Don't you say shit. I'm feeling great. Shut up.
How you feel?
I feel great. I be feeling delicious, bitch. I'm proud of you, Ray.
Ray, you got this crazy women.
I'm proud of you, Ray. I'm proud. My clap. The Patty Mayonnaise clap.
We're going to do this recorded, right? We're live.
Oh, we're live?
Yeah, it's all good.
This is why our friendship lasts for over 20 something years.
Y'all know how people on the news be like, Mama, I made it.
That's so true too. That is so true. Like, they're like, hey mom, like, is that the first thing y'all got to say?
Listen,
no, I'm on TV.
I need y'all to get out of serious mode 24/7. It is okay to laugh.
It's okay to laugh.
I promise you. Life will not stop just because you laughed.
Right.
Facts.
Right. That is true. Me and Ray have shared a lot.
We all three been through a lot.
In fact, I hope this segment made y'all hungry. I hope y'all run to Dunkin' or Starbucks or somewhere to get a donut. That's what I hope.
And get fat at the same time, nigga.
Patty Manning, city. Patty Manning.
I'm Betty Crocker, and I bake cake.
And I'm Krispy Kreme filled with love and discharge.
And Duck Donuts. You know, if Betty Crocker and Duck Donuts had a baby, it'd be just as delicious as me. I'm just kidding. What it sounded good. It sounded good. You can't tell me. Right. It sounded good. It just sounded good.
Oh, God, give me strength, dear Jesus. Now I'm your whole reggae kill. Please save me.
Ray's gonna change.
Ray, I have to get off here. I love y'all. And
oh, my baby,
yes. Oh, Patty Mayonnaise.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Meow. Krispy Kreme up at the top. I will talk to you later.
Yes.
All right. I love y'all.
Love you.
My viewers. Be good. Stay motivated. Bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Meow. But yes. Yeah, y'all. Yeah, if y'all ain't learned something from this segment, y'all gotta laugh.
That was just Patty Mayonnaise and
me.
Who are you?
I'm Krispy Kreme.
Oh, that was just Patty Mayonnaise and Krispy Kreme.
Yeah,
Betty had to go bake or something.
Yeah. But yes, I hope this episode teaches a little something. I know we kind of did kind of little talk. We need to laugh a little bit because life is really too short. But like they mentioned earlier, honey, just don't be judging. Having a gay best friend, guys, there's nothing wrong having a gay best friend. We look out for you. We don't want your cookies. We just want to make sure you good and make sure your girl is good on top of that. And we ain't afraid to tell
To all my gays out there. To all my gays out there. Look at me. Look. I'm laughing at him, to be honest. But love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself to the fullest. Accept yourself. The world may not accept you, and that's okay. It's totally okay. Accept yourself. Live your life. You're the one. You're the one that has to be happy. Not them. Let them be miserable over there somewhere in their own corner. They'll be all right. They'll get over it. Be happy. Do what's best for you. Take care of yourself. But most of all, I said it before, I'm saying now, love yourself.
I like that. That was that was some dope encouragement. Yes, bitch. Well, that ends it for tonight's episode on Booty Bear Talks the Podcast. I hope you guys learned something from this. Until the next episode, we are signing off. And remember, it's time to motivate and always love yourself. My little
Patty Mayonnaise out.
Patty That's Mayonnaise right. out. I'm Krispy Kreme. The Booty Bear is out. Hey. Lady y'all, time to dip my little chocolates. Bye.